Jody Vance with you here on this October day. And did you know that October is Healthy Workplace Month? It is. Too often we forget to take care of ourselves. This is me putting my hand up. I spent a great number. Thank you, Jumi. Thank you very much, James. Everybody's putting their hand up. We've all done it. We've been stressed out. We've let it manifest in a way that it affects our day-to-day life. And it is an epidemic, really. And that's one of the reasons why we decided that we needed to talk to someone. We're all going to get a little therapy here. Many of us have made choices and made changes that have corrected some of those stress inducers. Wellness educator and holistic nutritionist Nicole Porter joins us in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, let's talk about stress. Most people don't really understand what stress is, do we?
Yeah, no, not at all. I think most people, and rightly so, they'll define stress as something like a job change or loss of a loved one, balancing work and family, and just tight timelines. A lot of people will say that work is their number one stress. But the thing that I'm trying to educate people about is the stresses that they don't actually see. Stresses like dehydration, stresses like lack of sleep.
That was mine. Yes. Lack of sleep was mine.
And we're all guilty of that one, yeah. I know. Excessive screen time, mm-hmm. right? Which we are all guilty of. You know, we think binge watching Netflix is relaxing at the end of the day. And really, at the end of the day, it's probably not doing us that much good. Even dieting. And that's a big one for me. I'm really passionate about getting people to stop dieting, because even cutting things like carbohydrates, which are absolutely necessary for your brain, or consuming too much protein, it's too much work for your liver to go through. So a lot of these, there's many more, but those are kind of the key stresses that people just don't really consider. Like, sure, there's emotional stress, but it's these stresses that are also contributing to disease. And I should say too that it's chronic stress, right? Like, acute stress is one thing. Our body goes through a process where we respond to stress accordingly. And sure, that's great. It can help us with exams. It can help us with a tough work day. But when it's happening day after day after day, mm-hmm. that's when we have to start worrying about it and start making some changes.
Right, because sometimes stress can be exhilarating.
Absolutely.
That's that endorphin rush you feel when you're on that roller coaster.
That adrenaline.
But you can't constantly be on that roller coaster. You're going to wear out your adrenals. You're going to wear out, well, just basically your body. And going back to what you were saying there, so many things that you said off the top that I want to delve deeper in. Making the healthier choices. Often when we are dieting, I'm an anti-dieter. Mm-hmm. I'm a moderation, nourish yourself. Yes, have your, I don't even like to call it a cheat day or a binge day or whatever. Mm-hmm. Have the things you love in your life in moderation.
Absolutely.
If you love a White Spot burger, have a White Spot burger.
Absolutely.
Just don't have one 3 times a week.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Once a month. Great. And enjoy it and savor it and feel that mm-hmm. delicious moment. But then make sure you're injecting the healthy bits in your life. I can absolutely attest to the fact that in my height of sleep deprivation, and it really can't be called work stress, I just had a job that I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and perform for hours in the morning and then try and be a mom in the afternoon and the evening, try and take care of all the life stuff that you'd normally want to do. Mm-hmm. And I did it repetitively. And the number one thing that suffered was my nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I fixed that, when I prepared myself for those crazy hours, it came down to just the sleep deprivation that couldn't be ignored. So you can peel back your stress, mm-hmm. I guess is my point, right? Where do we start?
Well, you know what? I mean, yes, I'm a nutritionist, but I'm also concerned with educating people about other things, lifestyle factors like limiting screen time, mm-hmm. or exercise,
that's my next
that kind
one.
Of thing.
Yep. That's my next one too. Because both of those people, I'm too tired to exercise.
Yeah.
Do the thing and you will have energy to do the thing.
Yeah, well, there is a phrase, if you don't have enough time, then stop watching TV.
Right.
Right? I mean, everybody could probably shave off an hour of an episode of something, you know. You know, a couple things that you said too is it's perceived stress. So somebody like yourself might not have a problem with getting up at 4 a.m. every day. Right? Or going through the stress of being...
But somebody might not. Jean gets up that early and does the morning show here, Jean Valaitis.
Or going through the stress of being on air, mm-hmm. being on camera in front of, you know, thousands and thousands of people. To somebody else, that might be the worst thing they could possibly go through. So The perception, our perception of stress obviously plays a huge, huge role. And to answer your question about where do I think it starts, I do think it starts with nutrition, because what we don't necessarily understand is that the nutrients we put in our body, it's not just fuel to keep us awake or fuel to keep us working out or to keep us in a good mood. These nutrients get into our body and are broken down, and they create neurotransmitters. They impact our brain, how we think, our mood, our anxiety. There's so many studies that relate it to depression as well. So my answer would be that it does start with nutrition.
Okay, let's talk about the screen time as well. And, and you know, putting it down, it was just this past weekend, I went away to the Sunshine Coast with my son, his best friend, so little boys, 10-year-olds, and a good friend of mine. And we got there and it was like middle of nowhere. Awesome. And the first few minutes where the kids realized there was very little or no Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And there was not a TV to be found. There was this like, what are we going to do moment? And within hours, they were, you know, having the equivalent of a thumb war, but with their legs on the couch and laughing and giggling and joking and imagination. And just by the end of the weekend, they had detoxed.
Totally.
And it, so the quintessential babysitter, which is what an iPad has now become, if wanting to get your kid to put it down. But I was noticing, I was saying no to my child, and then I'd pick up my phone. And while he wasn't allowed to have screen time, what was I doing?
I know.
We are the worst offenders.
I know. And you know, I don't want to make this about parents calling themselves out, but sometimes it is that, right? You know, the kids are, you know, paying attention and have listened to you tell them not to be on their phones or iPads. And meanwhile, you've got work to do, or you've got a reason. Everybody's got some good reason they need to be on it. But, you know, one of the things that I think people would notice the most if they cut down electronics, and I'm not saying people need to cut out electronics. Right. I think it's awesome that your kids even experience that for a day even. But even somebody cutting down, shutting things down an hour early at the end of the day, you know, you don't need to change your work day. You still need to be in front of a screen. You need to be on your phone. But shutting down an hour before you go to bed can make the world of difference. And it's not even just the nervous system stimulation that gets reduced. It's how it's going to impact your sleep.
And that's a big one. And that's, we're with Nicole Porter, who's a wellness educator and holistic nutritionist, and giving us some tools to help de-stress our life. Do we really know what stress is and how it is affecting our sleep patterns? How do we get a better night's sleep? We're going to get into that next.
What I love about Roundhouse Radio is that
it's conversations about the community that I live in, that my kids go to school in.
They're talking about things local, community businesses.
Roundhouse Radio.
It is the voice of the community. It is the voice of people. That's what the media is supposed to be.
It's time to be heard.
We're able to use our voice to change the world.
That's something I haven't heard in this city for a very long time.
This has never been done before.
It's a radio station that is literally at the ground level.
What is really going on in our city?
This is my city. This is my radio station.
Roundhouse.
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 Radio
98.3.
Vancouver.
Our city.
Your voice.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. I'm Jody Vance. This is an interesting second segment here. I'm going to learn something I know will help me because I struggle with sleep. And Nicole Porter is a wellness educator and holistic nutritionist who we've already sort of talked about diet. I notice for myself that if I don't exercise every day, and that's for me, a 5 to 7K power walk with the dogs in the forest. I do it for, quote unquote, I got air quotes going, for the dogs. But really, if I miss that walk even one day, I don't sleep well that night.
Mm-hmm.
How important is us sort of getting the yah-yahs out of our day before we dial down to go to sleep?
Well, you know, the classic example when you talk about a stress response is to talk about a lion and a zebra in the wild. And so when the zebra is just sitting there chilling out, grazing on some grass, he all of a sudden, you know, he's super calm, and all of a sudden he sees this lion and his life is literally at stake. This is life or death, right? Mm-hmm. When we deal with stress, too many emails in our inbox is not life or death. So we need to put it into perspective, number one. But when we're talking about this zebra, basically what's happening is the stress response that's happening in the body, it's impacting your nervous system. It then impacts your hormones. And then a number of different things happen. These hormones cascade throughout the body. They shut down digestion, because why would you be worried about eating when you've got to run for your life? Your pupils might dilate. You might see a little bit better. You might be thinking a little bit more clearly. And there's a number of things that happen. But the other thing is that these proteins and amino acids and carbohydrates and glucose, they break down in the body so they can fuel the muscles of the zebra, mm-hmm. so that he can run. So the natural response to stress is that we exercise, and then maybe we have a little bit of a snack after, mm-hmm. because that's what the zebra is going to do after. The zebra is going to run for his life, and then when he's finally safe, hopefully, yes. he's going to sit in the grass again, and he's going to have a little bit of a snack, and then probably repeat scenario again the next day, right? So exercise is a natural way to reduce the glucose that is increasing in the bloodstream as a result of stress.
It's just a vital piece of the puzzle, as is, and maybe you can help with this, because I think this is something that we all struggle with, especially in today's political climate and the news cycle that we consume. And people do talk about being super stressed out by just mm-hmm. the news. We wake up, we go to sleep, we're fine. You know, we've dialed it down, no screen time, we read a book, we fall asleep, feels great. About 2 in the morning, we roll over, wake up, mind starts to go, ticka, 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 all the things we're worried about. How do we dial down that stress and find that wellness position in the middle of the night when the world seems to be a place just full of problems?
Well, you know, the great thing about this, about, I won't say all stress, because there is some stress that requires much more help than just something internal or an internal strength to kind of deal with it. But the great thing is that we can control this, right? Just right. as I'm talking about perception.
Yes.
So, you know, for that person who's waking up at 2 in the morning, I mean, there's a number of things I would look at in terms of diet, because maybe they have dysglycemia, which would be imbalanced blood sugar. So maybe they didn't eat enough the evening before, so they're waking up with a bit of hunger. There's a number of different things, things that could be happening. But deep breathing, okay, right. is, and I know we hear about it all the time, deep breathing, meditation,
because
and all
it
this,
works.
Because it works. Yeah. It's the cheapest thing you could possibly do, and it's something we do all the time, but for some reason we don't have time to do it. And I think we're all in this rat race, and it becomes this addiction, and we're on this, we're go, 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 go. And then if we're actually required to step back, it feels very uncomfortable. Right? We feel like we're not getting things done.
Yeah.
And then the other part of it too is people think they have to be experts at it. You know, you don't need to sit there cross-legged with your palms up in a perfect yoga posture. I usually will tell people, as soon as you wake up, your alarm goes off, don't go checking your email.
Right. Okay? Stop for a second.
Set a 5-minute timer and just lay in bed and take deep breaths. You don't need to count them out, nothing like that. Just stop when the ringer goes off. If you want another 5 minutes, go for it. But that gives you 5 minutes at the beginning of the day. And if you can do it at the end of the day or before you go to bed, awesome.
Look at you, you're meditating and you didn't even know it.
Exactly.
Because that's all it is, being mindful with your breath. And one of the tips that I've received that's really helped me is, because so many people think it's the intake that's so important, it's actually the exhale.
Absolutely.
Like getting the exhale out, because that makes room for the next inhale. And when you're not thinking about all the things you're worried about mm-hmm. and you're just thinking about your breathing, there's this sleep advice, like you said, the cheapest thing ever, which is breathing in for a certain number of seconds, exhaling for a certain number of seconds, pausing for a certain number of seconds and repeating it.
Yeah.
And really, it's not about the seconds at all.
No.
It's just having to think about something other than all the things that are keeping you from
absolutely
inhaling and exhaling. So let's talk a little bit about perceived control.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where being busy and overdone, and I need to do this, and I've got to go there, and the kids are going here, and then I'm going to pick up that, and oh, I need to make an elaborate meal because I need to. It's perceived control
mm-hmm.
in a chaotic environment. Mm-hmm. What's happening with that?
Well, you know, one of the things that differs between us and that zebra in the wild is that we as humans have this advanced brain. Right. So we have this ability to think and overthink and ruminate. Mm. Right. So we can turn the smallest thing into something huge. And I mean, there's numerous examples, even people who are worried about having a conversation with their boss, right? It could be a simple conversation, but because they're thinking about it too much, they create stress within themselves. And in the end, it was a simple conversation. And that can happen. Oh, there's just so many examples of how one thing can be exponentially, you know, it can just be made so much worse.
Worrying about going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Worrying about going to the dentist, right? I don't want to go and have something checked out because something might be wrong. Well, what if you go and have it checked out and there's nothing wrong?
And you know what? That is a perfect example because that happens all the time. You know, even when people have a lack of education about something, it causes stress.
We're with Nicole Porter, who's a wellness educator and holistic nutritionist, giving us some really, you can do this ideas on how you can just pull some of that stress or just busyness out of your life. Because I think one of the big takeaways here, Nicole, is the fact that stress is an overused word.
Yes,
it is. It's like busy is an overused word. Yeah. I'm so busy. I'm busy. I'm busy. How are you? I'm busy. I'm tired. I'm busy. I'm tired. I'm busy. I'm tired. I'm stressed. We need to slow down. And the binge watch, which just in case you're just joining us, one of the first pieces of this puzzle, you say you're too busy to exercise or you're too busy to maybe eat well. Are you too busy to binge watch 6 hours of Game of Thrones in a row? Because maybe you can dial back 1 hour. You can still watch. I understand you love your Game of Thrones, but I think that's what's lost on society overall. Here in Vancouver, I think we're lucky because for a big part of the year, we just get outside and breathe deeply and can enjoy so much beauty.
Sure.
But we're going into that season where we all carb our heads off and, you know, stay inside and we're blue and it's dark. How do we maybe combat a little bit of those blues?
You know, I would say to keep up with your habits as much as possible. You know, if you're someone who exercises outside during the summer or when the months are warmer, then find an option. Have a backup. Find friends who can help keep you accountable. And stay on a routine as much as you can because, you know, so many problems, even migraines, for example, can be as a result of going off a certain schedule. You get too much sleep one night, not enough sleep the next night, and it goes on, and it can result in a migraine, right?
Interesting. I did not know that. I have a good friend who deals with, like, really regular debilitating migraines, and I just, you know, she's well, and she eats well, and she takes care of herself, does it, and then she just gets hit by them. That might be something that's happening there. Interesting.
That was the reason I became a holistic nutritionist, because I suffered from migraines.
Really?
Yep.
Do you still suffer from them?
I'll get them every once in a while, but I completely changed my diet. This was years ago. It was probably 1997. And I completely changed my diet. I mean, I was healthy, and I'm using air quotes there.
Yeah.
I was healthy, went to the gym and everything like that, but really I wasn't healthy. And I was lucky enough to see what my blood looked like at that time. And that's why I say that people need to be more concerned with their insides than their outsides. Right? We need to pay more attention to, you know, what our liver looks like.
Yeah.
And I know we can't see it every day, but we need to pay more attention
the
to
function.
That. Function. Exactly.
Yes. Where do we find more from you?
NicolePorterWellness.com.
There you go. Great to have you.
Thanks so much.
I learned a lot.
Awesome.
In the last half an hour. Thanks, Nicole. I already feel calmer.